When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about committing to your goals. And I just felt like this is the perfect time to speak about it because I'm going to share about my new fitness journey and, you know, in comparison to business and all that kind of stuff. But before I get into that, I am really excited because this week on a whim, I just booked myself a trip to Miami for the end of May. I'm really excited. So in about like 2-ish weeks, I think I'm leaving the 24th. Today is the 7th. So in a little over 2 weeks, I'll be going to Miami. And I'm really looking forward to it because this is the first time in a while that I'm just traveling for no specific reason, like just to go, you know? I do find that I'm often traveling, but I'm traveling with a group, you know, whether it be for work or for a birthday or to specifically see someone or do something. Like, there's always a reason. There's always like an agenda, an itinerary, a whole thing. And I think my whole vibe right now is less stress and just taking the pressure off myself. And that's why I booked this trip, because I feel, you know, this has been a season of me lately kind of like dialing back, slowing down a little bit. You know, my business, my network marketing business, it's been a little bit slower, and I know it's about to pick back up. We have a lot of events and things coming up this summer, so I know that's something that's going on soon. I have my own business launching in the next few months. I feel like I've been talking about it for so damn long, but it's been over a year in the process right now. So it really has been so long, but it's actually finally coming to an end shortly. There's just a couple more samples that we got to finalize, and then it'll be all ready to go. So I already know that's going to be insane in a few months. Just kind of took this time to chill out a little bit. I'm always so slammed with things, and I add the pressure onto myself as well to like meet someone and put myself in places even if I don't feel like going, and like being on Hinge even if I don't want to be on Hinge, and going out even when I don't want to leave the house because I have this fear like, okay, well, if I don't use Hinge, then I'm not going to meet someone. If I don't go out of my house, then I'm not going to meet someone. Like, that all might be true as far as like the prospecting and potential goes, but there's also times where I just like don't want to be on Hinge. I don't want to go out, and I'm putting this pressure on myself and a timeline on myself that I'm just kind of stressing myself out over. So I feel like right now I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Miami. I'm just going to go by myself, do my own thing. You know, I'm sure I'll see friends when I get there. So it's not like I'm going to be hibernating in Miami, but I'm flying alone. I'm staying in a hotel alone. I don't have any reservations. I don't have any plans. I probably should make some reservations just so I can actually eat something. But in any case, we'll worry about it when I get there. So again, we're just like dialing back on the stress and the pressure and just kind of trying to alleviate some of it. And the thing about this trip is that it is an expensive one. You guys know I hate the word expensive. I just more or less mean it is the like highest price tag of a trip I've ever gone on, to be honest. I lived in Miami. Most of you probably know I lived in Miami for about a year, but I never vacationed in Miami. And hotels in Miami are already really high priced. And I'm staying at my favorite one, the nicest hotel. And so not only is it, I really hate to use the word expensive, but I'm going to just say it anyway for lack of better terms. Not only is it expensive to begin with, but it also happened to be that my dates of going fell on Memorial Day weekend, which I did not know when I booked it. So the rates are even higher than normal. So a regularly high-priced hotel being practically doubled because it's a holiday weekend. And I'm just like, fuck it. You guys know how I feel about money. It'll always find its way back to me. Granted, would I rather spend less on a room? Absolutely. But I also have a great relationship with money and a great mindset around money. And I'm just like, I would much rather go to Miami and spend the money that I'm going to spend and stay where I want to stay. A luxury hotel, a beautiful vibe, a beautiful aesthetic, a beautiful ambiance, a great crowd, good vibes, high quality people, classy energy, like just a very good luxury spot, rather than going to Miami and staying anywhere where there's going to be, I don't know, what are they, spring breakers? I don't know, what the heck, are they graduated at that point? Whatever the college age crazy kids are that go to Miami to celebrate Memorial Day weekend, I know sure as hell that they're not staying where I'm going to be staying. So, you know, I don't want to go to Miami and just find a cheaper spot just for the sake of saving a few bucks. That is simply not how I roll. I love luxury. I love riding in style. You know, I'm all about that. And so for me, I am really looking forward to just a relaxing, good vacay rather than just winging it and just being like, it doesn't matter where I stay. I just want to travel, you know, because that's simply not the case. So this is my first time in a while that I'm traveling just for me. All I have to prioritize on this trip is me. That's it. Just me. I'm going to work, I'm going to relax, and I'm going to take this as kind of like the end of my chill season and then get right back into absolute overdrive mode because I will have so many things coming up after that. So I'm going to record a podcast on my trip, of course, but like I said, I'm not going until the end of May, so that podcast episode won't be out until the beginning of June. Practically a month from now, probably June 6th, and it's May 7th as I say this, but this will be out on May 9th. So a little less than a month from when this episode goes live, which is honestly crazy because it's going to be here before we freaking know it. But I'm just putting it out there because this is the week that I did book the trip. So stay tuned. That'll be up and coming soon. And yeah, I'm really excited about this vacation. So let's talk about goals and more specifically committing to them because I feel like so many people start things and simply don't finish them. Things get tough. Things get really low. People get to really dark places and they just quit. They wait till there's a better time. They wait till the sun is shining a little brighter. They wait till they're in a better headspace. All these different things. Now's not a good time. You know, I'll start again. Blah, 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 blah. And here's the thing. When it comes to your goals, you know, I have a whole podcast episode about discipline versus motivation. But when it comes to your goals, they have to mean something to you first. If they mean something to you, you will never give up on them. And you will never, ever, ever regret committing to them. You will never regret working harder toward your goal. You will never regret not giving up. I was about to say you will never regret giving up. You will never regret not giving up. You will never say, I wish I didn't do one more call. I wish I didn't send that one more email. I wish I didn't go to that one more fitness class. It'll never happen. And I think about for me with fitness, I've come a long way with my fitness journey because when I was younger, I loved working out. Now, imagine I'm what? A teenager, early 20s, at a super fast metabolism. So working out gave me abs. My arms were super like skinny and had muscles. I was so fit and I immediately saw results. So I loved working out. And then as I got older, my body changed. And I would work out sometimes, but I didn't commit to it. And what do you know? I wasn't seeing as quick of results. One, because I wasn't working out consistently, but two, also my body has just changed and I wasn't toning up as easy as I used to. I didn't have as fast of a metabolism as I used to. So when I didn't see results, I would just kind of stop going. I felt like it wasn't worth it. As I got older after that and I moved around, I lived in apartments where we had a gym. So going to the gym was super convenient for me. So I would go, but then I would get lazy. Nothing was driving me to do it. Why? Because I had no goals. So what was I looking for? Motivation. Because that's exactly it. When you don't have serious goals, you need the motivation to get up and do it. And so that's when, I did hire a personal trainer when I was living in Tampa. And that was really the only reason why I started to consistently work out. Because I knew I paid money for this personal trainer. I knew we had a set schedule. I knew I had to show up. I knew I couldn't waste her time and I knew I had to get there. And then I just didn't really feel like I saw enough results. And so when my sessions were over, I'm like, all right, I did it, but I don't really care. So I stopped. And then I moved to Miami. And then I wanted working out to be fun again. So what did I do? I would go to like these Pilates classes and these group classes. And I would go when I wanted to and when I felt like it. But, I had to drive there and it was so out of the way. And sometimes it would rain or sometimes it was too hot. Like whatever stupid environmental factor there was, I had all these different reasons as to why today is just not a good day for me to go. So, I'll go to the class tomorrow. I'll go to the class next week. How many classes do you think I ended up going to a week? Not many. And I remember at that time getting on my story and just saying, you know what? I honestly don't even care about the gym. I don't even care about fitness. I don't even care about working out. It's not my thing. Like, I don't enjoy it. And so I let it be. I just went if I felt like it and otherwise I didn't go. But now when I moved back here, this year in about January, probably at the beginning of the new year, I decided to have fitness goals for this year. And I mean like pictures of the body I want on a vision board, which is something I've never done, like on a vision board. And if you guys listen to my episode, I don't know which one it is, but I did have an episode at the end of 2021 or maybe the beginning of 2022 and I was talking about vision boards. I said, do not put anything on that vision board if you're not willing to commit to it. Do not be that girl who just puts mansions on her vision board and millions of dollars on her vision board and all these things on it, travel, whatever, if you're not going to make them happen. I went in all about that. So many people put things on their vision board that they know they're not willing to commit to. Well, I put a dream body on my vision board for 2022. And since then, I invested into my trainer. And I have consistently been going 3 times a week, every week, of course, except for if I'm going away. But if I'm physically here, I go 3 times a week, every week. I've been doing it for, 5 months now. We're 5 months into the year. And I truly am starting to see the difference now. Why? Because I'm consistent. Because I've been sticking to it. Because I go even when I don't want to. And I did not see any results in the first 3 months, 3.5 months. I'm 5 months in. And now I feel like I'm starting to see a difference. Not anything major, but a little bit. And I'm like, and this is why I commit. And this is why I show up. Because sticking to it, committing to it, staying disciplined, holding myself accountable, it all pays off. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
You know, this week, it was pouring out and I walk to my gym now. So there's no more driving around, whatever. You know, where I live in Hoboken, it's a small city and you don't drive places. It's pretty much like living in Manhattan. You walk everywhere. So I walk to the gym now, and this week it was pouring the day that I had to go to the gym. And I look out the window and I'm like, oh my God, I have a 20-minute walk in this right now. And I'm not kidding when I say when I lived in Miami, if it was raining, I wouldn't even drive. I didn't even have to step foot outside. I had a freaking parking garage within my building, you know, ceilings, like no rain was even touching my body. It was door-to-door service from my car in my apartment garage to the parking lot at the, you know, fitness place. And it's raining. I'll go another time. Like any excuse to not go, I would not go. But now I said, you know what? I have my goals. I cannot not go. I have to commit. I have to stay disciplined. And I walked 20 minutes to the gym in the pouring rain. And I worked out. And I walked 20 minutes home in the pouring rain. And when I got home, not a single ounce of me regretted going. Not a single ounce of me said, I should have just stayed home. That workout wasn't worth it. The rain was so unbearable. It wasn't worth walking through. I shouldn't have worked out. It would have been so much better if I just laid in bed and kept watching Netflix. There was not an ounce of me that felt that way. Yet, I think that people honestly believe that's how they would feel if they would just commit. I think people believe if they would commit to their goals that it wouldn't be worth it. I don't know exactly what people think the worst thing is that could possibly happen if they would just commit. If you would just stay disciplined to the fitness goal, to your business goal, whatever it is, what is the worst thing that would happen? It takes a long time to actually see results. Is that all that bad? Like I said, I'm on month 5 and I'm just starting to see a bit of results, and it's still not even major. I know I got a year to go before I see what I really want to see. And I'm just excited about it. But this is also the first time that I actually made goals that I cared about and that I believed in. And I think the thing is, so many people don't truly make goals. They say that they have goals, but that doesn't mean that they're making goals that they dream about. Eat, sleep, breathe these goals. There's no blood, sweat, and tears for these goals. And I think about myself with my professional life and my career and my business and all that kind of stuff in comparison to working out. Because I see it like this. From the beginning of starting my business, I was passionate about it. I had plans and goals for it. And there was simply never a day where I wouldn't get up and work the business. You know, I think about when my grandmother and my grandfather both passed away at different times in my business, super unexpectedly to me. I mean, granted, they were older, but it wasn't like I really knew it was coming, I guess. And major things happened for me in my business on those months. Now, granted, everyone grieves differently and mourns differently, so I can't tell you how to mourn, but what I can tell you is that 98% of people would give up on their business for the month because of a loss in their family. And I get it. It's really hard to go through those losses. Those were the most depressing times of my life. But I powered through, because not powering through would have me like this. Depressed over my grandparents passing away and depressed over my business not growing. Period. So instead, I said, let me be depressed over my grandparents passing away, but passionate and excited for my business and proud of myself for accomplishing goals. When my grandmother passed away in December of 2018, I hit a huge milestone in my business. That was the first time that I became a director, associate executive director. I made the most money out of my whole first year in business that month. And, you know, my grandmother passing away was not in my plans, but, you know, I started the month on a high. I had goals for the month. I had things that I had to accomplish. And when my grandmother passed away on December 14th of 2018, it was right smack in the middle of, you know, completing my goals. And I could have right there, you know, surrendered and waved the white flag and said, all right, I give up this month. I'll come back next month. I'm dealing with the loss right now. But instead, I powered through. And I think that's something that the people I work with and my followers and just the people who see me and I'm surrounded by, you know, I think that they've told themselves at times that when they stop and, you know, I try to hold them accountable, I think that they've convinced themselves like that I have it easier than them. But I believe that I almost just make it look like I have it easier because I don't crumble. You know, I don't crack. I just keep going. So I think there are times where I've gone through the same exact things as other people, but I finished what I started. Instead of stopping my month on December 14th and saying I'll pick it back up in January, I kept going. And 98% of people would have stopped it. And I think that's what makes some people excuse themselves, because they think they are going through something that no one can relate to. And that's just simply not true. When my grandfather passed away in February of 2020, it was like 3 or 4 days before I had a business trip, a director's trip. And I will never forget getting that phone call that he passed away. And I sobbed, I freaked out. I immediately booked a flight back to New York to be there with my family. I literally left that day, and as soon as I packed my bags and booked my flight and, you know, pulled myself together for a split second, I had to call my company's like travel agency and tell them, hey, we have this trip that you have booked for me to go. I was to Cayman Islands. You have this book for me to go to Cayman Islands from Tampa. I need you to cancel my flight and get me a new flight from New York because I'm packing up my bags right now for this trip and I'm headed to New York. My grandfather just died. I have to go to his wake, his funeral. I have to go through this whole thing right now. And I'm not going to have time to go back to Florida because it was like the funeral was like the day before I had to leave for the airport because, you know, everything happened over the next 3 or 4 days and then I was leaving. And that's exactly what happened. Literally went to New York for the passing of my grandfather. And then once that terrible, depressing weekend was finished, I went to Cayman Islands on a work trip and I took content and I, you know, had these pictures up on this amazing week and shared all the things and my team was happy and, you know, exciting things were launched and whatever the case was. And again, people would never have thought twice about what I was going through in that moment because I just kept showing up for my goals. What was I going to do? Be depressed over my grandfather passing away and miss my trip that was very important for my business? No. Instead, I could be depressed over my grandfather passing away and go on my super important work trip that I really shouldn't miss. I think fast forwarding after, you know, I was able to kind of heal and mourn and move on. I mean, not to say move on, but once I was able to really get past their deaths, I would have really, really regretted not finishing my goals in December of 2018, the month that my grandmother passed away. I would have really regretted not going on my super important business trip and collecting my awards and the things I had to do in February of 2020 when my grandfather passed away. The show must go on. And it's not to say that I'm not diminishing anyone's mental health. I do not want to discredit depression, anxiety, anything that people go through because mental health is real. People really do suffer. Things do get really bad. Sometimes it gets immobilizing. I understand that depression and things of that nature could really, really traumatize you. But what I will say, speaking about mental health, is that I think one of the best things you can do for your mental health is allow yourself to be proud of yourself, meaning complete your goals, commit to your goals, stay disciplined, watch the results happen, see it all come to fruition, make major moves, make more money, see the fitness goal, whatever it is. The best thing that you can do for your mental health really might be holding yourself accountable. But you really won't know until you do it. So many people are going to say, oh, that's not the best thing for your mental health. That's not what would help me. That's not at all how I heal. But how would you know? You've never done it. Have you ever truly committed to anything yet? Have you ever truly gone all in on anything at all yet? Because it seems as though you believe that the easier route is the better route. Giving up because you're down and just getting back to it when you're up would just make a whole lot more sense. But have you ever really tried powering through? Have you ever really given yourself a chance to just give it 100% and not stop? And I'm talking years. I'm not talking days. I'm not talking weeks. I'm not talking 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I'm talking minimum 12 months. I'm talking the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years. Have you ever really given yourself that sort of chance? Because until you do that, you don't know what it will be like if you commit to your goals. And I'm not just talking about bare minimum committing. I'm not just talking about showing up every now and then. I'm not talking about going to the gym once a week. I'm not talking about sharing your product on your story once a week. I'm not talking about posting a photo on Instagram once a week. I'm talking 7 days a week, every week out of the month, every month out of the year. I'm talking every single day, putting in a little bit more every day. Whatever it is that you're doing right now, do more of. You will never regret doing more that will get you to your goals. And if you haven't listened to it yet, you need to listen to my podcast episode called Discipline versus Motivation. It's really important for you guys to understand that concept first before you can really truly understand this episode, because most people truly do operate on motivation, and this entire episode right now will not help you or apply to you if that's how you operate. So stop seeking motivation, focus on accountability and discipline, and you will see amazing results in all aspects of your goals. So that's all we have for today. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big.